New Zealand volcano. Can we predict eruptions? Following the eruptions of New Zealand's most active volcano, questions are being asked about why tourists were allowed to visit it. These questions must be asked and they must be answered, New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern said in the parliament after the eruption. There were warning sounds in the weeks prior to the eruption, and last month the alert level was raised to 2, indicating moderate to heightened volcanic unrest. However, the imminent and dramatic nature of the eruptions took people by surprise. So how good are we at predicting when a volcano will erupt and how severe it will be? A volcanic eruption is when steam or lava is released from a volcanic vent. It can be notoriously difficult with devastating consequences to know when an explosion might happen, especially when a volcano has been dormant for many years. However, scientists can look for particular signs and trends to make predictions. They monitor the activity of a volcano by looking at earthquakes, emissions of gases, inflation or deflation of the volcano. If scientists start to see acceleration of gas from volcanic vents or nearby tremors, for instance, they may start to get concerned about eruption. However, predicting whether the signs indicate eruption will be in 1 hour, a month, or even a longer way depend on the individual volcano. The more data volcanologists have on a specific volcano, the better they'll be able to anticipate its behavior and the possibility of eruption. Most volcanoes tend to show these signs in the weeks or months prior to eruption, but some explosions are much more sudden and unexpected. It's also more difficult to judge eruptions when volcanoes have been dormant for a while or were active prior to the introduction of modern monitoring technology. In 1991, an estimated 5,000 lives were saved during the evacuation of the areas around Mount Pinatubo in the Philippines. On that occasion, advance warning of an eruption were made by the U.S. Geological Survey and the Philippine Institute of Volcanology and Seismology. They monitored the increasing activity for about 10 weeks prior following a series of smaller explosions and alerted the authorities to the need for a major evacuation effort. It was one of the largest eruptions of the last century. However, in other instances, such as the eruption of Mount Ontake in Japan in 2014, there was no alarm raised because of how sudden it was. There have also been times when people have been removed from area unnecessarily, when an eruption didn't actually happen and when it was expected to. But the effectiveness of the National Volcanic Monitor Agency can vary depending on the level of resources and expertise. And New Zealand is one of the world's leaders in this field and assists developing countries such as the Pacific Island and Vanuatu in predicting eruptions. The technology it uses to monitor volcanic activity includes GPS, global positioning system, receivers, high-tech sensors, and drones, as well as dispatch teams on the ground. Ben Kennedy, a volcanologist at a Canterbury University in New Zealand, says they are getting better all the time at making predictions. If you compare with earthquakes, we are much better at predicting volcanic eruptions than large tectonic earthquakes, he says. And despite White Island, also known as Wikari, the site of New Zealand's volcano eruption this week, being private land, is still monitored by the national agency.